Our first scripture reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 5 and 12 to 17, where Jesus washes his disciples' feet. It was before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Excuse me. Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40, the sheep and the goats. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go and visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me.'"
It's not good if you're a goat. Do you hear that in the reading? I've often wondered what it means to be a goat. Or a sheep. The goats don't get a good rap in that story from Jesus. But the sheep do. And the story goes a great list of things that we can serve, how we can serve. Visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, cook meals for people, visit the lonely, clothe the naked. Not that we see too many naked people running around these days. A bit cold. But a list of servanthood. When did we see you, Lord? When did we see you like this? And Jesus says, when you did it to the least of these, you did it also to me. And Jesus sets us an example, as I said, by washing the disciples' feet and says, you too, now go and serve. That's the call for the church, is to serve. We serve because we have first been served. Or as 1 John 4:19 says, we love because God first loved us. So it's an attitude that comes from here. It is our call as Christ followers to follow Christ, to be more like him, to love and to serve and to volunteer. Volunteering and all the service flows, I think, from a heart of appreciation and responsiveness to Jesus' words of his love and his example. Some more biblical texts just to help us put this into context. Mark 10:45, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Luke 22:26, but not so for you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I'm among you as one who serves. And John 12:26, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. I have a poem that I'd like to share with you. It could be a prayer, and I'd like to invite you to make it a prayer for you as I read it, perhaps. When it comes to serving, we all choose who it will be, Jesus. Some people are easy to serve, those we love, those who love us, those who are like us, and those who show their appreciation. But others make serving really hard, those we dislike and fear, those who attack or fear us, those who are different, those who seem to just take and give nothing back. But in all of our picking and in choosing, you ask a very different thing of us, Jesus. You ask us to be servants of all. How are we to do this? How do we serve the weak, the poor, the neglected, and the strong, the wealthy, and the pampered? How do we serve the broken, the victims, the denied, and the breaker, perpetrator, and the denier? How do we possibly serve all? However it may be, Jesus, keep us from using our fear of confusion as an excuse not to serve. And help us to just make serving the most natural response we have to anyone. And may our service join with that of others, to gently change our world into a place where all serve and all are served. Amen.